Now with an update of local and regional news, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, and here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. Hope everybody had a good holiday weekend. A bipartisan roster of South Florida's most prominent politicians gathered in North Miami Beach last night to speak in support of Israel. The rally took place at the Michael and Ann Russell Jewish Community Center and featured Florida's Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
We may disagree about a lot of things in America, but there's one thing that we're united behind, Republican and Democrat alike, and that is that because Israel has stood with us, America stands with Israel. God bless Israel.
Broward-based Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz also serves as chair of the Democratic National Committee, making her one of the most prominent Jewish American voices in the country. She says support of Israel is truly an issue both parties can rally around.
I stand before you as a proud Jewish woman, the first Jewish woman to represent our state in Congress. So proud to stand here with my colleagues who are not Jewish, but yet stand side by side with us in solidarity, in support of Israel's right to defend herself.
Also in attendance at last night's rally was Miami-Dade's Mayor Carlos Jimenez and Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton. Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire last week after 8 days of conflict in the Gaza Strip. South Florida has one of the single largest concentrations of Jews outside of Israel. Tourism is Greater Miami's largest industry, providing a $25 billion boost in economic development last year alone. And the U.S. Commerce Department's spending on tourism is increasing. That's good news for the Greater Miami area. As reporter Laura Coburn tells us, the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau is looking outside the box for new experiences to entice tourists to stay here even longer.
Greater Miami has a few million more tourists than Greater Fort Lauderdale. Those 13.5 million visitors stay about 4 days, and that's double the national average. But Rolando Aedo, chief marketing officer for the Bureau, wants more.
If we can add one more day to their stay to explore one of these new neighborhoods that are up and coming, including Little Haiti, where we're at today, then we are literally talking about incremental billions of dollars, which translates into jobs.
Aedo and other Bureau officials are holding a series of town hall meetings, asking residents and business owners, what have you got that we can help showcase over the next 5 years? Carol Ann Taylor heads a committee to grow tourism in neighborhoods like Overtown and Alapata. She describes some of what's on tap, starting with Big Night in Little Haiti.
That is the third Friday of every month. The best music, the best food, dancing. If you go to Little Havana, besides being able to smoke cigars and hear music on the street, you can go to, I don't know, at least 20 art galleries. If you go to Overtown on a Sunday morning, you get plenty gospel music.
4 more town hall meetings from Aventura to South Dade are scheduled over the next 2 weeks. I'm Laura Coburn in Miami.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.